Courage is being master of my priorities. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Courage is being master of my priorities. Now, as you hear this, you think to yourself, what could that mean? What could it mean to be courage? Is being master of my priorities. Do you have the courage to stand up for what you believe? If someone says to you, oh, look, we just found a wallet here with money in it. Let's have a party. And in the wallet is identification. And so you just throw away the identification, throw away the wallet, and take the money. And have a party. Now, what have you done? You've taken something that doesn't belong to you, and you have said that you're going to keep it and use it. Now, that's just fine. That's just fine. If those are your values, if those are your priorities. If our priority is honesty under all circumstances, integrity under all circumstances. If our priority is to be ourself under all circumstances, and whatever that self may be, we can't take that wallet, we can't take that money. We better just leave the wallet there or find the owner, but what's in the wallet is none of our business except to help us find who lost it. We always go back to do unto others as you like them to do to you. What if you had just had your paycheck cashed and you had had your month's salary in it, and it was to pay the bills, and it was to pay the house payment, and it was to pay the utilities and buy food for the family, and you lost it? And then you went through a whole month of not having any payments made, of not having any food in the house. Oh, surely we'd have food in the house. Not necessarily. You see, you would think that would be pretty crummy, that someone would steal that from you, that someone would take that from you. Well, could you do it to someone else? You see, the only person who is robbed ever is a person who would rob another. The only person who is uncouth is a person who is uncouth to another. Courage is being master of my priorities. What are our priorities? When we're sick, do we make every effort to say, I'm whole and perfect? Or do we moan about our sickness and get all the mileage we can out of our sickness and say that we can't do this and can't do that, yet we do? Do we have the courage to be master of our priorities if our priority is to do a job and then something comes up that we can't do the job like we want to do it because it's more than our efforts can be? It's just like our man that we hired to work on a little concrete work that we have here, a little concrete block construction. We said to him, sir, here is the job we want done. We want concrete blocks in here, this kind. We want steel in here. We want the pillars so high. We want caps on the concrete blocks. And whatever concrete block is here, that's fine. But we want you to give us your cost for getting the additional concrete block, the caps, getting the mortar, and putting it in here and doing the job. We want a finished job, and you must tell us what it would cost. So he gave us a bid, and the bid was a little more than it should have been, but it was pretty close. And so He started working, and he made the job his last priority. All the other things he did, like having Sunday off and having Saturdays off and having evenings off, he didn't come over and do the job and get it done and get it out of the way, as his statement was that he would do. Then he said, oh, I had to remove some of the block because they were not perfect, and I had to put them in right, and it cost me more than I expected. And we said to him, you gave a bid, and we have to go by the bid. Now, if there is really something unexpected that we started asking more for from you than you had originally bid on, then that's different. But do you have the courage to be master of your priorities? Did you agree to do a job at a certain rate and do it? Well, he stopped complaining. But the thing is, the damage was done. The damage was done of him not being master of his priorities. He didn't have the courage to be master. He didn't have courage to stand up and say, this is what it is, and this is what it is. I misquoted, so therefore I have to take a loss. My dad was a building contractor, and I worked through high school and college as an employee from him. And I watched as he bid jobs, tremendous jobs, whole houses, whole breweries back in Milwaukee, the Miller Brewery and the various other breweries that were there. And Pabst was also a big one that he did. And he went in and he bid the job. And he first determined what was needed. And then he found out what it cost to buy what was needed at his wholesale rate. Then he figured out how much it would cost to put it in. What was the construction cost? What was the labor cost? The workman's cost? Bringing the materials to the job and things like that. The final cost, cleaning up afterwards. All the important things. And he figured it out, and he figured it to the, you might say, bare bones, but I'm sure he made a good profit because he was a very prosperous man. But he made a good profit, and his bid was always lower than anybody else in the business because he did not try to get 300%, 400%, and 500%. He was perfectly happy with 250% or something like that, which was very good. But there were some jobs that he miscalculated. He didn't realize that there was a sinkhole beneath a portion of the building, and he'd have to put pylons down to make the building stable, and that was an additional cost. Well, he bid on the job to do the job, and he had to take the good with the bad, so he lost on that job, and he never complained. He informed the company that he would have to put pylons down in the corner, which he had not expected. And they said, well, is there an extra cost? They said, I gave you a bid, and I stand by my bid. And they said, Herb, whenever we have a job, we're going to call on you. You are a man of integrity. You are a man of responsibility. And this was during the Depression time when jobs were not too much available. But my dad always had lots of jobs because he stood by. He had the courage to be master of his priorities. Can you and I be courage, have the courage to stand by our priorities, whatever our priorities may be? Can we be master of ourselves? Can we be someone who has integrity, someone that can be counted on? Or are we moaners? Do we say, oh, that didn't work, I misjudged? Hey, do you stand for your word? Are you going to do it? You can. You don't have to take the job. You can quit. You can do anything you want. But once you have taken the job, once you have made the decision of whatever it is you want to do, stand by it. With the courage of being master of your priorities, that shows your character, that shows who you are, and that shows what your values are in life. We were watching the show Princess 2, I believe it was. And in the show, the young man agreed to marry the princess, but he didn't really want to marry the princess. He had other things in mind, but he was from the royal house in England who felt that this was a good make for his family and them. And he pronounced his betrothal to the girl, but she fell in love with someone else. And he found out that she fell in love with someone else. And so he said to her, he said, "I will break the marriage proposal and have the burden be on me so that you can go and marry the person that you really love." Well, now, what courage it would take to be the master of your priorities. Your priority, he didn't need to save his good face, because he had a good face that he didn't need to save. It was just there. But he wanted to save the princess' face. Not that the princess was dumping him, but he was dumping her. And, of course, that allowed the princess all the quality to go and do whatever she wanted to do. And she married the man she loved. And the other man found the woman he loved, and they married too. And you see, when you have the courage to be the master of your priorities, everything works out beautiful for you. My dad took a beating on a number of jobs because unexpected things came up that he had to stand behind. But he came out like a rose overall, because of his integrity. Can you and I have even a portion of the integrity that that man expressed during the time of depression, when money was hard to come by, food was very precious, jobs were very, very necessary? Many of his friends, who were also builders, were not successful, and they failed by the dozen. But Dad, he came through because he was master of his priorities. You and I can be master of our priorities once we figure out what they are. And if our priority is being ourselves and having fun, being the master of our world, speaking our word at all times that we live in our divine ideal, spirit, mind, and body, we'll do pretty well. Have a lovely day, and know that I see you being, having the courage to be master of all the priorities in your life right now. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.